Mass Debaters is performed in front of a live social media audience. We are a mature podcast to talk about mature things. This is definitely not kid-friendly. We warrant you. Anything that we say about anything is our own personal opinions, not the opinions of anyone else. Any clips we use is not ours. We're just borrowing for the show. Thank you, and have a nice day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Mass Debaters Presents 101. I'm here with Kendra. How you doing, Kendra?
I'm good. Day 5 of COVID.
I got my little bubble. Got that Coco 19, man. Jesus.
Totally. My line on my test was so faint today. I'm almost there. Almost at the end.
I really hope you do feel better. Okay.
It hasn't been, for me, not that bad. I'm all boosted.
Well, I hope you get away from you, right? However, though, you are here because, well, you have Coco 19, so you know you have to work, and and you're here to do the 104 funniest TV characters bracket. Yay. All right, so just like always, I did not make these rankings. Podcast Network, these rankings come from you by Ranker and some other stuff as well. How this goes is the highest seed will always play the lowest seed. There will be a bye in the fourth and the quarterfinals, and there will always be a third place game. Also, if you don't like a matchup or don't know who they are or just want to give me a matchup to do for you, I can do that as well. However, though, gotta live with that consequence.
I know.
All right, just letting you know. All right. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
104 funniest TV characters. Here you go. Playing game. You got Riley Freeman from The Boondocks versus Archie Bunker from All in the Family.
I'm going to disappoint you right out the gate and go Archie Bunker. I'm sorry. Even though Riley looks just like my brother did. Boondocks. Archie's just, I mean, he let assholes be assholes.
So I don't know if you stop the show now or not. Because obviously I always do these brackets. And God is truth, Riley is my final four. This is fucking hilarious. Yeah, okay. Anyway, but it's not here. This is about you, not about me. All right. Next playing game. You got Mork from Mork and Mindy or Taco from The League.
My apologies to Robin Williams, but Taco, I mean that pilot episode where he sings a song about how the then they 69. Good. He needs an album.
Just let you know, I think he actually has some album, a play album of all this funny footage. But The League is one of my favorite shows, probably top two favorite shows of all time.
So good.
So it's amazing. All right, let's get into the show. Got number one, Michael Scott, The Office, versus number 100, Fred G. Sanford and Son.
I gotta go, The Office, Michael.
Okay. And Michael Scott will play Archie Bunker in the next round.
They would be friends.
Probably. Number two, Chandler Bing, Friends, versus number 99, George Jefferson, The Jeffersons.
I don't think Chandler is funny. Like it's a funny show. I don't hate Friends like you do, but I just don't think of him as the funniest character ever of TV. So I'm going to go George.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to see him. I think there's, if you're going to pick funny people on Friends, don't put Chandler.
Well, Chandler's number two. The whole okay, so, okay. I mean, obviously some people think he's funny.
And he's funny. It's just like top.
Okay. Oh, well, here's your chance. Number three, Joey Tribbiani, Friends. Verse number 98, Martin Payne, Martin.
Well, sorry, Joey, but Martin, the physical comedy alone. Oh, when he fights that fake dog.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Actually, one of the best things ever. Number four, Dwight from The Office. Verse number 97, Bernie Mac from Bernie Mac Show.
I got to go Office again. I just love The Office.
Oh, I see that. Dwight will play Taco in the next round. At number five, Barney Stinson, How I Met Your Mother. Verse number 96, Liz Lemon, 30 Rock.
Why don't you go ahead and pick this? Because I don't care about either of those shows.
This is hard. I'm going to go Barney here, but Liz is funny too. So Barney goes on.
I don't think Tina Fey's funny like on TV. I think she writes funny. I don't like when she's like in things. I'm like, you could like be behind the scenes and make Kimmy Schmidt, but never be on it. I never like
Tina Fey is one of my hall passes. So I think she's hilarious because of her Larry alone is just beautiful. But Barney Stinson will play George Jefferson in the next round. All right. Number six, Ron Swanson, Park and Rec. Verse number 95, Arthur Spooner, Kings of Queens.
They're both pretty funny, but I like Arthur. I watch that show. That guy makes me laugh every single time. So, Arthur.
Kings of Queens was one of my brother's favorite shows. Probably it's the favorite show of all time.
My husband, too. He loves
Number seven, Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Verse number 94, Hawkeye, MASH.
Will Smith.
Sorry, Harvey.
A classic and Will Smith went.
Well, with you picking Will Smith, you got a whole Bad Boys thing going on because Will Smith will play Martin Payne in the next round.
You got to play Puff Daddy now.
Number eight, Red Foreman, That 70 Show. Verse number 93, Jamie King, The Jamie Foxx Show.
Ooh. Gotta go Red just because I love a mean dad.
Well, going dad for dad, next round will be Red Foreman versus Arthur Spooner in the next round. Number nine, Phoebe from Friends. Verse number 92, Marlon Wayans, the Wayans brothers.
Phoebe would have won against a lot of people because I love her, but Marlon. Just for that one episode where the homeless guy comes in and he sticks that like stick'em like smell good thing on his back. Oh my god. Me and my mom still like talk about that to this day. It's so good.
Number 10, Stewie Griffin, Family Guy. Verse number 91, Steve Urkel, Family Matters.
Funny, I'd go Stewie. I mean, he's trying to kill his mom all the time.
Always.
Kind of his complex.
And Stewie will play Marlon in the next round. Number 11, Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes. Verse number 90, James Evans Sr., Good Times.
I'm going with my love. My first love was cartoons. I got to go Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't know why James Evans would be the only. I love Good Times. Don't get me wrong. Great show. But James wasn't the funniest part of it. Number 12, Bender, Futurama. Verse number 89, Arnold Jackson, Different Strokes.
Oh, Bender. All day. Oh.
I got a feeling that, I mean, just going into the future, I think they're going to have a lot of cartoons in your Final Four.
I love a cartoon. I know. I could have did the kids movie because that's like the only movie category I think I've seen probably 90%. Usually I'm like, oh.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you did this one because I didn't finish the kid movies yet. So I want to get that right.
Like Mighty Ducks 1 versus Mighty Ducks 2.
Number 13, Frasier Crane, Frasier versus number 88, JJ from Good Times.
Now I got to go with my boy Frasier. Which, this list, it should have been Niles, but okay.
Was Niles actually funnier than Frasier? Like
I think Niles is funnier than Frasier because he has the more physical and he's more uptight, so it's funnier when things mess with him. For me,
I just feel like the whole show is great. I mean, I watched it so many times over and over. I think the dad is the funniest part. The funniest.
We're gonna go tit for tat, Martin. Yeah. I mean, High Holiday where he eats the brownie. Rich
pants. All right. Oh, you agree with Kendrick? Because I think you came here just before she knocked out Hawkeye in the first round. Just to let you know, Harvey. But just a hand on there. Number 14, Kenneth from 30 Rock. Versus number 87, Corey Matthews, Boy Meets World.
Corey is a biatch. I do not like Corey Matthews. It's for personal reasons. Behind the scenes. So, and I love that little Kenneth guy. I've never watched a show, but I love that character.
Who's the I mean, I don't know.
That country bumpkin Paige.
I don't know his actual name, but he was actually hilarious as Penny's brother in the Big Bang Theory, which we'll get to a lot of Big Bang Theory later. Just so you know. Number 15, David Rose, Schitt's Creek. Versus number 86, Heathcliff Huxtable, The Cosby Show.
I'm going to go with Schitt's Creek because I don't think of Heathcliff Huxtable as, like, funny. I think of it as, like, caring more to me. So we'll go Schitt's Creek. It ain't going to go further than this.
So Casey asks, why is Corey Matthew a biatch?
Oh, so the girl who played Angela on the show, widely, only black person on the series ever, she came out a few years ago that there was a little racism behind the scenes with three of the main cast members. She definitely said Sean was not one of them, right or strong, right off the bat, so people didn't go crazy. And since then, two have apologized, and she does cons with Topanga and Will Eric on the show. And so I know Corey has not apologized in that sense, so
man,
that is why he's a biatch.
And that makes him a biatch. Okay,
deal. But I still love the show. I will always love the show.
Show's amazing. Number 16, Eric Cartman, South Park. Versus number 85, Julius, Everybody Hates Chris.
You gotta go Cartman. Another cartoon.
Another cartoon. Number 17, Al Bundy, Married with Children. Versus number 84, Robert, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, I'm sorry, Casey, but Robert is so funny. He's just like, I love how they shit on him. He's amazing. So, Robert.
Okay. And a big upset, another big upset, Robert beats Al Bundy in the first round. And Robert will play Bugs Bunny in the next one.
Fair matchup.
Number 18, Sheldon Cooper, The Big Bang Theory. Versus number 83, Andy, Parks and Recs.
Oh, Sheldon. I don't like Parks and Rec. It's funnier in GIFs.
I try to get Parks and Rec a chance. I'm with you. I didn't like it at all.
That two?
I tried. It is what it is. Number 19, Peter Griffin, Family Guy. Versus number 82, Steve Hightower, the Steve Harvey Show.
Steve Harvey. Steve Hightower.
Ooh. Please tell me Harvey's still here for that. She said Steve Harvey. Steve Hightower. Steve
Harbaugh?
Steve Hightower will play Bender in the next round. Harvey doesn't like Steve Harvey.
What? Oh. The best and, family freaking.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
So funny.
number 20, Phil Dunphy. Modern Family versus number 81, Sandra Clark, 227.
Oh, Phil Dunphy. They should have put more of the Modern Family cast on here. But
oh, like our name says, I did not make these rankings. This is all ranker
right here. Ranker is wrong.
Right. Number 21, ranker's wrong. Number 21, Carlton Banks, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Versus number 80, Carl Winslow, Family Matters.
This one was hard for me. I was like, funny. So as a kid, I'm going to say when I remember the shows and liked them, Carl Winslow was funnier.
All right. And as the comment says, fuck Rinker. Carl Winslow will play Fraser Crane in the next round. Number 22, Jim from The Office versus number 79, Jack from 30 Rock.
Jim.
I wonder how many Office characters will go far for you right here. Because you wasn't playing. You love The Office, huh?
I love The Office. I probably, that and Frasier are my, so I was happy, kind of happy Frasier lost the thing, because you said whoever won played The Office next, and I was like, that is my ultimate Sophie's choice.
Mm-hmm. Number 23, Sophia from The Golden Girls. Verse number 78, Berta from Two and a Half Men.
Sophia.
So I think I'm the only person. Yeah, I'm glad people are listening to this and watching this live, because I think I'm the only person on the bracket that have Berta beating Sophia. Berta was hilarious. Listen, if you don't know,
Berta.
All right, anyway. number 24, Kitty Foreman, That 70s Show, which another hall pass in my eyes. Oh, I don't know why, that she was beautiful to me. Verse number 77, Karen Walker, Will and Grace.
Oh, she could have gone far, but Karen Walker is an icon. Mm-hmm.
And Karen Walker will play Kenneth from 30 Rock in the next round. Number 25, Homer Simpson versus number 76, Kelly Bundy, Married with Children.
An odd choice for funny. Homer Simpson.
Kelly wasn't bad on Married Children.
I just like, I don't think of her as my like iconic funny character. But if you guys haven't watched the last season, it did to me. Christina Applegate probably gonna win an Emmy for it. So good.
Emily watched this me all the fucking time, so yeah. All right, so I think here's the match, someone in this bracket that's not really on a sitcom, but for some reason he is on here. It is what it is. Number 26, Dr. Gregory House from House. Versus number 75, Dwayne Wayne, A Different World.
Well, I'm going to go House because he is my boyfriend for years. And man, he's funny.
He's hilarious, actually. I don't know if he's 26 is high for me. And don't get me wrong, House is one of my top five most shows of all time. So I love House. It's just the 26 for not being a sitcom, that's kind of hot for me.
Time he does music, and me and my friend were big House fans, so we went to this club to see him, and we're like the youngest people there, and we're like, we gotta get this picture, and we like moved all these housewives out of the way, and we got our
Fuck those housewives. The ones from Atlanta, New York, all of them, fuck them housewives. Mm-hmm. Anyway, number 27, Fez, That 70s Show. Versus number 74, Maxine Shaw, Living Single.
Oh, Maxine. Oh,
that's a hard one though. I mean, I love Fez too, but I agree with Maxine though. However, though, Maxine will play David Rose in the next round.
And you see, he wasn't going far.
Number 28, Kramer from Seinfeld, versus number 73, Dre Johnson, Blackish.
Dre Johnson, just because I don't like Frasier, or I don't like Seinfeld. I mean,
oh, high five to you. There you go.
I think it would be good if they took out his like stand-up part, because that's never funny, ever. And if they just kept the show, because the show's fine. It's his stand-up that makes it horrible.
Well, Dre Johnson will play Eric Cartman in the next round. Number 29, Moira Rose, Schitt's Creek. Verse number 72, Venus Flytrap from WKRP in Cincinnati.
I don't know what a Venus Flytrap. That was the only one I didn't know.
That's his name. I didn't watch
the character. That's a person. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with more the Rose. Another Schitt's Creek by default. I'm over here like heaven now.
So I will put that back. But the person that played Venus Flytrap was the dad from Sister.
Oh, okay. Right. good.
Rose from the Golden Girls versus George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Rose.
Well, I knew that's gonna happen.
I knew that. I love that ditzy idiot.
Was it Rose Betty White?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I mean, excuse my wife, listeners, and a lot of people. That's what I always say. I always say her name when I see something crazy on the news. It's like, oh, somebody shot up all these people, Betty White. So, number 31, Peggy Bundy, Married with Children. Birth number 70, Huey Freeman, The Boondocks.
Oh, Peg Bundy, my idol, my queen. Sit at home all day just eating bonbons, watching TV, icon.
And making fun of her, making fun of everybody.
I mean, I think that's already me.
She's still so hot. She's still hot to this day. Oh, everything she does, she's beautiful. Yeah. Number 32, Ted Lasso. Verse number 69, Sergeant Terry, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I mean, I don't have Apple, so I can't watch Ted Lasso. I'm balling like that.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine's Sergeant Terry will play Sheldon Cooper in the next round.
He'd hate him.
Number 33, Jack Tripper, Three's Company, versus number 68, Dan Connor, Roseanne.
Oh, I love Three's Company, but I gotta go Dan Connor.
And somebody said you put in a peg and you went out, huh?
I did. She's funnier.
Well, Dan Connor will play Phil Dunphy in the next round. All right. Number 34, Bart Simpson's The Simpsons versus number 67, Blatch, The Golden Girl.
Well, Bart, because Blanche, funny, but not the funniest for me.
Was Bart funny?
Bart's hilarious.
In the first
20 years of the show, I mean, it's not too far. But
the first 20 years of the show, he's still seven. Number 35, JD from Scrubs versus number 66, Eric Foreman from That 70 Show.
They're kind of like the same person, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Squirrely little white men. Who was funnier? I'm going Scrubs. Just I think he was funnier. Hotter, Eric.
Well, he was ring higher, so JD was ring higher, so that's the thing. That could wait either way for me as well. Number 36, Kelso from That 70 Show. Verse number 65, Ross from Friends.
Kelso.
You like the ditzy comedy?
I love a dumb character, yes. Dumb or super mean.
That's two ends of the spectrum right there. However, though, you want dumb? Here's dumb. Number 30, number 37, Tracy Jordan from 30 Rock. Or number 64, Charlie Kelly is Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, Charlie, I love It's Always Sunny. I got to be in the stage production when it came to LA. I won a contest. Mm-hmm. Charlie, all day. I love the Sunny guys. And gal. Bird.
Well, Charlie Kelly will play Jim from The Office in the next round.
My hearts.
Number 38, Jack from Will and Grace. Verse number 63, Leslie from Parks and Rec.
Jack.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Yeah. I already had that copy and paste already. All right. Number 39, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Verse number 62, Amy Farrah Fowler, The Big Bang Theory.
Amy Farrah Fowler. Not Bernie Sanders guy. Plus, I've never seen that show. It's like
that show has one of these. The show itself is not funny to me because I try to watch it after I watch this episode. But the episode with him and Rosie O'Donnell when he take Viagra it's one of the funniest things I've seen in my life. That shit is hilarious. Besides that, the show sucks. It really is. But Amy will play Sophia from Golden Girls in the next round. Number 40, Lucy Ricardo, I Love Lucy. Verse number 61, Perry Cox, Scrubs.
Oh, Lucy, that's my absolute favorite.
If Harvey's still here, you made Harvey very happy.
Every sitcom has taken what she did and has done the same tropes and everything. The line down the room, the mixing up tape. Oh, it's just everything. The best Goldbergs actually took from one of the best Lucy's, the one where they switch tables at dinner and get the, oh, it's so good.
Number 41, Roger from American Dad. Number 60, Frank from Police Squad.
Roger. The only good thing about that show.
Good morning, USA. Yep, right on time. There you go. Number 42, Stephen Hyde, That 70 Show. Now, the character Hyde, not the actual person, but what he did is what he did.
So pissed at him that he can't be in the goddamn reboot now.
Yeah. All right. So, Stephen Hyde, That 70 Show, or Frank from Seinfeld.
I'm still going Hyde. I don't care what he did.
Yeah, the character Hyde.
And Hyde was personally my favorite character.
Hyde was amazing. He was a half black white kid. He was great.
Very white leaning, but.
Number 43, SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. Okay. Number 58, Doug Heffernan, The Kings and Queens.
King Queens, so it was really funny. But SpongeBob's been on for like 100 years, and there's some episodes of that still funny. So SpongeBob.
I keep my comments to myself.
I love SpongeBob. I mean it's like The Simpsons at this point. It's like the first 20 years were good, and we've gone on too long.
Number 44, Fred Flintstones, The Flintstones. Verse number 57, Jeffrey Butler, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
If it was like the movie The Flintstones, which is a cinematic classic, it would have been Fred, but I have to go with the other one.
Listen, Jeffrey Butler's hilarious.
I mean Jeffrey's a savage, too.
He's savage. That's why he's hilarious. Well, he's not going to make it after the second round, but Jeffrey will play Homer Simpson in the next round. Jeffrey will play Homer Simpson in the next round. Number 45. Glenn Quagmire, Family Guy. Verse number 56, Dorothy, the Golden Girls.
Oh, Dorothy. That's my favorite Golden Girl. I want to be Arthur tattoo so bad.
If you get, let me know. Dorothy will play Gregory House in the next round.
She could have been his mom.
Say again?
She could have been his mom if she had been alive. That would have been a good casting.
Ooh. Ooh, actually, I would have been a good casting for him. But, all right, number 46. And here's a Big Bang Theory versus Big Bang Theory. Number 46, Penny from the Big Bang Theory versus Leonard Hofstadter, the Big Bang Theory.
Probably the two, like, least funniest ones in the grand scheme. But I'll go Leonard.
However, though, I do want to say I love Kylie Coco. I think she's beautiful. Leonard Hofstadter will play Maya Rose in the next round. Maura Rose in the next round, sorry. Number 47, Roseanne. Verse number 54, Barney Fife, the Andy Griffin story. Andy Griffin show, sorry. It's a story, but yeah.
Roseanne.
All right. Number 48, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo. Verse number 53, Jerry Seinfeld.
The dog. It's a dog, but even that dog is funnier than Jerry Seinfeld. And it didn't even really talk.
Jackie? Oh, I love you. Scooby-Doo is my second favorite cartoon of all time. I love Scooby-Doo. Number 49, Tim Taylor, Home Improvement. Verse number 52, Kermit the Frog, The Muppet Show.
going with the person, with the character, not the person. I'll go Tim Taylor. I like the person.
I like the person. And last but not least, we're going Big Bang Theory versus Big Bang Theory. Now, again, I did not make these rankings, so you got problems with these rankings. Blame Ranker. All right, shit. All right, number 50, Raj. Raj, the Big Bang Theory. Versus number 51, Howard from the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, Howard's so funny. Howard.
All right, so that means that Howard will play Rose from the Golden Girls in the next round. Tim Taylor will play Peggy Bundy in the next round. Scooby-Doo will play Bart Simpson in the next round. Roseanne will play JD in the next round. SpongeBob will play Michael Cusso in the next round. Stephen Hyde will play Jack from Will and Grace in the next round. And Roger will play Lucy Ricardo in the next round. All right, ready for round two?
Yep.
All right, round two. Michael Scott, The Office, versus Archie Bunker, All in the Family.
Michael Scott.
Dwight from The Office or Taco from The League?
Funnier? I would probably say Taco does make me laugh more, and the comedy is just way out there, and he notarizes, so Taco.
And Taco will play Michael Scott in the next round. Barney Stinson, How I Met Your Mother, or George Jefferson, The Jeffersons?
George.
Okay, here's the bad boys. Oh. Will Smith, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or Martin Payne, Martin?
This one is not hard at all, Martin.
Oh, yeah. Martin was the funniest out of both of those characters-wise. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think it's going to make Harvey happy if he's still watching. I don't think that Will Smith was in the funniest part of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air at all. Jeffrey and Carlson was probably was the funniest too.
Jeffrey's so funny. But yeah, I mean, Martin for sure.
Red Foreman, The 70s Show, or Arthur Spooner, Kings of Queens?
I'm going Red.
All right. So that means that Red Foreman will play George Jefferson in the next round. Oh, I'd love to see that battle. That would be a great battle. Stewie Griffin, Family Guy, or Marlon Wayans, The Wayans Bros.
Oh, Marlon.
Ooh, did not expect you to say that. All right. Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes, or Robert, Everybody Loves Raymond?
Robert is so death sad. It's funny.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Little Nikki Banks.
Number 12, Bender, Futurama versus Steve Hightower, The Steve Harvey Show.
In this case, I gotta go cartoon, Bender.
And Bender will play Martin Payne in the next round. Frasier Crane, Frasier, or Carl Winslow, Family Matters?
Frasier.
And Frasier Crane will play Marlon Wayans in the next round. Kenneth from 30 Rock or Karen from Will and Grace?
Karen.
David Rose, Schitt's Creek or Maxine Shaw, Living Single?
Okay, I can get rid of Schitt's Creek. Maxine.
Oh, you are a beautiful person. Yes,
get rid of Schitt's Creek. I tried to watch it and I got to maybe 3 or 4. I didn't get it. My old roommate said, keep trying. And I was like, I'll watch something else.
Shit's horrible. Listen,
gifs are funny, but that's how I am with 30 Rock. So,
I always tell people to watch what they watch, give everything a chance. I give Schitt's Creek a chance because my ex and my fiance now love that fucking show. Horrible. Hot garbage. So okay. I give it a chance. It is what it is. Eric Cartman, South Park, or Dre Johnson, Black-ish?
Oh, Eric Cartman.
And Eric Cartman will play Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond. Oh. Sheldon Cooper, The Big Bang Theory, or Sergeant Terry, Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Sheldon.
And Sheldon Cooper will play Karen Walker in the next round.
That I wish they could have met in real life.
Phil Dunphy, Modern Family, or Dan Connor, Roseanne?
Laughing more, Phil Dunphy has made me laugh more. Dan, sometimes a little serious.
Phil Dunphy.
And Jackie, she would have took it.
Phil Dunphy will play Maxine Shaw in the next round. Jim from The Office or Charlie Kelly from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Two of my boyfriends, but funny Charlie. He's the wild card.
I think that Charlie should go. We'll be going farther when I do this live for everybody. And yeah, the definitely a wild card. And being number 64 is probably disrespectful, actually.
It should have had more of the cast. I'm surprised Frank's not on there.
Yeah, Frank, yeah. So,
in a ranker.
So Casey's asking this a question that I thought about as well. How many boyfriends do you got?
I mean, how many? There's no limit for TV and all these boyfriends. But my current number one is Homelander, so he has top spot right now for TV boyfriends.
You love crazy. So Homelander is fucking crazy.
I could change him.
You could change him. Oh God! All right. Well, listen. Sophia from The Golden Girls versus Amy from The Big Bang Theory.
Sophia, I am.
And Sophia will play Charlie Kelly in the next round. Homer Simpson or Jeffrey Butler?
Just because of the length of how long he's made me laugh, Homer.
Gregory House versus Dorothy, the Golden Girls.
Dorothy. House made me laugh, but a different one.
I'm rewatching House now on this. It still makes me laugh right now. But Dorothy will play Homer in the next round.
Is it holding up? Because I feel like it looks so old now. Like I try to watch it on TV and I'm like, why does it look like it was like 1995?
Maybe it's nostalgia for me, purposes for me, but it's still holding up. I'm gonna watch season one for the new show I'm doing, but it is holding up for me. It's like, what would I do to have House as my doctor? If I need anything, House. I don't give a how much an asshole he is. He can fix me. He can fix me.
He made me such like a hypochondriac because you know he's always like, oh, that little paper cut she got in the third grade. And now she's gonna kill her and she has an aneurysm. Like that, I'm like, it freaks me out in that way, but I loved it.
Oh my God. And then Casey said that he holding up too. He did. No, but some of my life philosophies came from House, actually. Everybody lies because everybody lies. All right. If Smith said he don't lie, they're bullshit. They're lying right now. Everybody lies. So yeah, I love House. Moira Rose, Schitt's Creek, or Leonard from The Big Bang Theory?
Leonard is getting far, I guess. Go Leonard.
Absolutely. Okay. Is that surprise for you?
It's just, he's not the best one.
All right, Rose from The Golden Girls versus Howard from The Big Bang Theory.
Howard. I think his creepy littleness is funnier.
His character arc in that show was amazing.
People shit on that show, but the episode about cleaning out the closet and like finding that letter from his dad is so beautiful. And people are like, it's just a show about nerds and stereotypes. I'm like, have you seen this episode though? It's so wonderful.
Have you seen this show?
Yeah.
The show's about nerds, which I have to say I am. However, though, it's way yeah. more about
people are always like shitting on it, and I'm like, it's a great show, and there's a reason it lasted 12
years.
Seasons.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So Peggy Bundy, Married with Children, or Tim Taylor, Home Improvement?
Peggy.
And Peggy will play Leonard in the next round. Bart Simpson, The Simpsons, or Scooby-Doo?
Because his vocabulary is bigger, I'm going to go Bart Simpson. Such a good episode.
Casey said he cried, but Harvey said that Howard's character could have been used better.
The astronaut thing was a little funky, but...
I mean, he was an engineer. I mean, it makes sense. Listen, if Steve Urkel going to space, it makes sense to everybody.
But you know, they never built a whole like Stefan type of machine on Big Bang. Like Sheldon all never came on as like Chandrandre.
Chandrandre.
Could you imagine that would have been funny? Spoof episode.
I do agree with that, what Harvey just said. They didn't give him time for more his mom's death, which
because she died in real life, right?
And then she passed in real life. And they don't have one episode. Well, actually, 1.5 episodes, if I think about it, right? But I do think it should have been more for that.
Especially because of like their weird relationship.
Very, very, very close. Mm-hmm. All right. Kendra, JD from Scrubs. Or Roseanne from Roseanne. I had to get my Howard mom voice out real quick.
Okay, what is who?
It was JD from Scrubs or Roseanne from Roseanne.
Roseanne. they said we gotta get her stuff out of here.
Yeah, you gotta get peace out. I mean, what do you do like after somebody like if your mom leaves you a house? Do you not go to the house or like, I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't start taking our stuff out 2 weekdays late.
I mean, yeah, I understand. Well, I wouldn't take our stuff out though, but if my mom gave me a house and she passed away, I mean, knock on wood. Then I don't know.
I think it's Bernadette.
Like, yeah. She was bossy little bossy person. And you see how she's not on this list. All right. So number 36. Kelso, The 70s Show, or SpongeBob.
They are evenly matched IQ-wise, but I'm going to go Kelso.
The bad thing is he's evenly matched with a sponge. That is bad. Kelso will play Roseanne in the next round. Excuse me. Jack from Will and Grace or Steven from The 70s Show?
Just Jack.
All right. And last but not least, Lucy Ricardo, I Love Lucy, or Roger, American Dad?
Oh, Lucy.
And that means that Lucy will play Jack in the next round.
I don't see Lucy going out, but I don't know.
you gotta think about it. Guess I'm thinking about it. So your highest seed will get a bye in this round. So it will automatically go to the quarterfinals. Are you ready? Michael Scott, The Office, or Taco, The League?
Ooh, I gotta go Michael Scott.
And Michael Scott is your bye. So you move all the way from past the fourth round and go to the quarterfinals. Red Foreman, That 70s Show, or George Jefferson, The Jeffersons?
Red.
Bender, Futurama, or Martin Payne?
Martin.
And Martin Payne will play Red Foreman in the next round. Frasier Crane, Frasier, or Marlon Wayans, Wayne Bros?
If it was Marlon on Marlon, then show that didn't do well, but was great, I'd pick Marlon, but I gotta go Frasier.
Marlon should have got more seasons. That show was hilarious. when they try to figure out what the blackest name ever, like that shit was funny. That shit was hilarious. It should have got more. That was disrespectful. Two seasons is bad. Eric Cartman, South Park, or Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond?
I'm going with Robert again.
All right. And Robert will play Fraser Crane in the next round. Oh, sorry, give me a minute. All right. So we want Robert. Okay. Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory or Karen Walker, Will and Grace?
Karen. Sorry, Sheldon.
Bill Dunphy, Modern Family, or Maxine Shaw, Living Single?
Maxine. That one was hard. Bill's amazing.
Sophia, The Golden Girls, or Charlie Kelly, Is Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Two pint size wonders. I'm going to go Charlie.
Pint size wonders. Yeah. All right. Homer Simpson, The Simpsons, versus Dorothy from the Golden Girls.
Dorothy.
Peggy Bundy, Married with Children, or Leonard Hofstadter, The Big Bang Theory.
Peggy's getting far. Peggy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Peggy will play Karen Walker in the next round. Mm-hmm. Bart Simpson, The Simpsons, or Howler Wallowitz, The Big Bang Theory.
Bart.
And Bart Simpson will play Maxine Shaw in the next round. Kelso, That 70s Show, or Roseanne?
Roseanne.
There's only so far that the dumbest can take you, huh?
Yeah. Mean beat out.
And last but not least, Jack from Will and Grace or Lucy from I Love Lucy?
Lucy.
All right. That means that Lucy will play Charlie Kelly in the next round.
Oh, no.
And Roseanne will play Dorothy in the next round.
Those are horrible. Those are both horrible.
The good thing about this, about your quarterfinals, that there is no like doubles in the show. You got one person from each show, which is actually great because I don't think I did. All right, so you go to the next round, and the bottom part will get a bye, and I'll let you know what it is as soon as you get there. All right, Red Foreman or Martin Payne?
Martin.
I know. And Martin Payne will play Michael Scott in the next round.
Oh, my God.
It's getting harder and harder. Yeah. Frasier Crane or Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, I gotta say goodbye to Robert. Frasier. Who's kind of hot? Like, he's kind of hot, but Niles is hotter. Niles is my boyfriend.
A lot of boyfriends, I told you. Peggy Bundy, Married with Children, or Karen Walker, Will and Grace?
I gotta go with Karen.
And Karen Walker will play Frasier Crane in the next round.
Because, fun fact, she was one of the guy who plays Paperboy, one of his biggest inspirations.
Oh, so, nice.
Yay. Now we have Paperboy. Well, not anymore, because the show's done.
Yeah. Bart Simpson, The Simpsons, or Maxine Shaw, Living Single?
Maxine.
Lucy Ricardo, I Love Lucy, or Charlie Kelly, Is Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh God. I've watched Sunny since day one, like the premiere episode, but Lucy is like the foundation of why I think what's funny is funny. So I have to go with Lucy.
All right. And I Love Lucy. Lucy Ricardo will play Maxine Shaw in the next round.
Oh, God.
And which means that whatever you pick out of here will be your bye to the semifinals. Okay. All right. Roseanne Connor, Roseanne, or Dorothy, Golden Girls?
I love Roseanne. I really do. That's like one of my top probably five shows. And she's like probably my top like TV mom, but I gotta go Dorothy for funny because I love what a biatch she
All right, and that means that Dorothy is automatically in your semifinals. There you go.
is. Makes sense.
And Casey said, if you didn't pick Lucy, you would have killed Harvey.
She's like, I've watched her since I was like a toddler, so
Well, she's been out before you. It was a twinkle in
like
your dad's eye. So, yeah.
we only had like five channels before we got cable. Lucy all day.
Oh, I remember that. In Philly, you had 3, 6, 10, 12, 17, 29, 57. Seven chips.
Whoa, there's a word. We had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, yeah, I would have seven. Oh, and then 35-ish if you was bored, but that's it. All right, so we're going to see who's in your Mount Rushmore of funny TV characters in his bracket. Dorothy's already in it. We're going to start with Michael Scott versus Martin Payne.
I gotta go Michael Scott.
All right.
Martin should be in there, but so
Okay.
Michael.
Frasier Crane or Karen Walker?
Frasier.
Okay. Last but not least, Lucy Ricardo or Maxine Shaw? All
Lucy.
right. Which means that Dorothy will play Michael Scott in the next round, which means that Lucy Ricardo will play Frasier Crane in the next round. So that's your final four. Dorothy from Golden Girls, Michael from The Office, Lucy from I Love Lucy, and Frasier from Frasier. And like every bracket we do, I'll also give you my final four as well. Do you want to guess how many of the final four we have in common? It
One.
says one. We have none in common.
Oh,
We have none. My final four, like I said before, was Riley Freeman. Riley Freeman's amazing. The Boondocks. Marlon Wayans from the Wayans Bros is super under fucking rated, especially for a black kid from the hood. He was hilarious. Fred G. Sanford is amazing. And Jimmy King from the Jamie Foxx Show. Another underrated show. So yeah. Yeah, I went all black. I don't give a damn. They're fucking hilarious. All right. All right. Howard though. Just in case anybody accused me of that, I did have Corey Matthews and Al Bundy in my quarterfinals. So just want to say that right there. All right. All right. But it's not about me, it's about Kendra. So, Kendra, whoever you pick out of these two matchups will go to the finals. The losers will go to the third place game. All right. So you have Michael Scott, The Office, versus Dorothy, go the Golden Girls.
Dorothy.
Ooh.
I'm like obsessed with Bea Arthur. Obsessed with Dorothy.
All right. Last but not least, Frasier Crane, Frasier, or Lucy Ricardo, I Love Lucy.
It's Lucy.
Okay. So, Lucy versus Dorothy in the finals. However, let's do the third place game first. Who's third? Who's in third? Who's the third funniest character out of this whole bracket? Is it Michael Scott, The Office, or Frasier Crane, Frasier?
This is my Sophie's choice. I'm gonna go Michael Scott.
Okay. 3, 4. All right. But it's about the best, though. Now, God honest truth, your third place games was ranked 1 and 13. Your finals is ranked 40 and 56. Just let you know, right?
Rude.
So, who's the funniest TV character of all time? Is number 40 Lucy Ricardo, I Love Lucy, or number 56 Dorothy, the Golden Girls?
It is Lucy. She created what is funny.
1, 2. So your final four is Lucy number 1, Dorothy number 2, Michael Scott number 3, and Frasier Crane number 4.
I think that pretty much, yeah, I could have guessed those would have been the four. Those are probably my like four favorite shows.
So how do you feel about, so you feel good about those?
Yeah, I think that represents my TV taste well, what I find funny. Other than Taco and other than Charlie Kelly not getting in there. Sonny is off, but yes.
Well,
because there was so many Big Bang people.
There was a lot of Big Bang characters. There's a lot of Big Bang characters. I understand that. Again, I did not make these rankings. I probably will. I mean, this takes a long time to get to this tournament, so I will probably try to update it and see what Ring Ranker has. But I mean, that's what they have for it right now.
However, though, wrote it in 2012 and then just like stopped.
Well, here's the thing: Ranker updates every day, so you can vote on that.
Are still voting for? Well, good for Big Bang.
listen. We said it. It's a show about nerds. Who used the computer more and that more? Nerds. So I'm surprised they did not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. With that being said, listen, I want to thank Kendra for coming on. Kendra, if you could talk about your podcast, where to find it, and what it's about.
Crushgasm. You can find it at crushgasmpodcast.com. It's a show where we talk about crushes, and we just had a new episode, if you're listening live, about Janet Jackson. She's an icon crush. And next week, a crush I think we've all had, it's an everyday crush, like a crush when you go to the grocery store, maybe like the clerk or the gas station attendant you see every day. So that's coming up too.
Okay. And I want to thank Kendra. Kendra is also a part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. She also made the website, and it's IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. My name is Daniel Robinson, and if you want to do a one-on-one bracket, you want to do a two-on-two bracket, let me know. I will definitely have you on the show. That being said, I want to thank everybody for watching and or listening, and we will talk to you soon. Peace.
Thank you.